KT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect.
Coming to you live from the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford, Jim Williams in studio with a couple that is doing all of these things, real estate, feeding children, teaching Bible studies, writing books. Please welcome in Dave and Holly Slade. Thank you guys for being here today.
Great to be here, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
That's not a long enough list. I think you guys need a few more activities. So we're here to have you in studio today to talk about real estate. A lot of people interested in investment, a lot of people interested in just buying a first home or buying the next home as their families are expanding. And you know what I found out is a lot of people are trying to downsize.
Yes.
Because, you know, the kids are moving away, so it's exciting to have you guys here. Tell us what the current status of real estate in New Mexico is now. Values are pretty solid and that type of thing?
Yeah, they really are, Jim. You know, it's interesting. Our inventory in terms of listings is down 30% from last year. So when there's a really great property on the market, it's selling very quickly, and we're actually in some cases back in multiple offer situations. So it's an interesting time. It's a great time to be a seller. The buyers are back in that situation where sometimes it can be a little competitive. But for people downsizing, it's a great time of year to do that because Albuquerque does have this bell-shaped curve, you know, where families like to get out and get moved during the summer, you know, at the end of the school year, try and get all the kids settled before the next school year starts. So we really sort of have this rush in the spring and summer months. So if somebody has a larger home right now and is looking to downsize, it's a great time.
It's also a good time for buyers, too, because the interest rates are, again, very, very low. They're in the 3% range for a single family home. And that's extraordinary.
That's tremendous.
I mean, you and I go way back. And so we remember those years. I got in real estate in 1984. The interest rates were 14.5%.
Yes. Well, I remember when real estates, after that 14% time, back in the Jimmy Carter era, they went down to like 6.75. And we thought, oh my gosh, these are the greatest rates we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Dave and Holly Slade in studio here with Jim Williams on ABQ Connect. They, of course, have Dave Slade and Associates Real Estate. They sponsor things here on KNKT, and we so appreciate that ministry you have. Dave is an author and also teaches Bible studies at Calvary Chapel of Albuquerque. Holly, Feed New Mexico Kids is one of her extracurriculars. But which one of those takes more time? Is it selling real estate or feeding kids, Holly?
You know, it's hard to tell sometimes. I just sort of see myself coming and going. I say that I put my clothes on in the morning, just push me out the door and tell me where I'm going.
Well, as you just said, we have a little shortage of listings available, and homes are selling very quickly. So two things kind of go hand in hand there. That probably means prices are up, you know, supply and demand.
Yep.
So how do you teach people how to prepare their homes and keep their, you know, get their homes ready to sell?
You know, we go in and we approach a listing, you know, as a business partnership, quite frankly. And so we're going in to give people the best advice we can. We actually go through a very similar process to what appraisers go through when they're trying to appraise a property and see what it will appraise for when that time comes after it has sold. So the whole team is very thoughtful about how we price a home. Then we do an extensive staging analysis, too. We'll go through and talk about pull this, pull that, you know, store this furniture in the garage, sell this, sell that, paint this that color, change that, do this on the outside. But it's really up to the homeowner because, as I said, it's a partnership. So it's up to them how far they want to take that list. So, you know, we don't stand there with a whip and say, you know, you will. But these improvements are kind of on a sliding scale along with your price. And so it's like, if you do these things, this is the price you can expect for your home. If you don't want to do these things, then this is the price you can expect for your home.
So is this a bad idea? I know this is a top market. I might have a home that I want to sell. It normally would be worth in the $250,000 range. So I decide, because of the great market, I'm going to ask $280,000 for it. Is that a bad idea?
That's a bad idea.
Well, tell me. I mean, I know you're faced with that all the time. You have people that want to list at an unrealistic
right
price.
Right.
I'm always impressed with you guys because of the advertising that you do. Your advertising jingle and slogan is, we do business by the book. And I know you start off everything by prayer, because I've heard, you know, 100 people testify to that on our radio station. So I really appreciate that prayer. But I also want to balance that and say, you're not just going to give people warm, fuzzy feelings because you're believers and you're going to treat them the way God would have them to be treated, but you're going to be honest with them.
Oh, right. Absolutely. Yeah. When we go in and do a listing presentation, we lay out the facts. And there are some interesting analyses that we go through. And one of those is basically a pricing curve. And that is, the higher you price it, you extend your days on the market. The longer you have days on the market, the lower your price eventually is. And there's still a lot of houses in Albuquerque you can go through and see that are having price reductions. So it's not like everything that goes on the market is going to sell. What goes on the market that is priced fairly sells fairly quickly. But those that are overpriced, unfortunately, have to reduce their price, and then very often the listing becomes a little tired, and they end up generally getting less for their property.
Yeah. Our average days on market right now is only 34 days.
Outstanding.
And so since the buyer has access to so much information right now, they're actually fairly educated, and they're represented by a buyer broker who is educated as well. So our negotiation margins right now are 2%. So if somebody goes on the market with this huge margin, the buyer broker and the buyer both know that the house is overpriced, and they make an assumption that the seller is unreasonable and will be unreasonable in the negotiations. And so they wait for the price to come down. Well, then the other thing happens is, once people start seeing these days on markets tick up 100, you know, 105, then the buyer says, well, what's wrong with that house? And then they don't want to go look at it.
Wow. A lot of psychological things going on.
Yeah. And days on market changes too. You mentioned the house in the 250 range, so that's why I pulled up that 34 days on market. If a house is a half million or above, those days on market extend substantially in the Albuquerque market.
Gotcha. So your website is abqhomeseeker.com.
Yes.
That's abqhomeseeker.com. Tell us about a couple of the tools. Like, I noticed the property organizer. What is that all about?
That's a way for people to select their properties, put them in a preferential order that they're interested in. They can play with the properties, sort of star them, move them around on the map, and just put them in a way that makes sense to them, kind of like a mini Zillow.
So if somebody goes on your website, is there any cost to doing that?
No, no cost.
And will you then send them 18,000 emails every week marketing your services?
We will not. Our website is very user-friendly. People can go on there and do what they need to do. There is a place for them to reach out and contact us. But we let you use our website uninterrupted, unintruded upon.
Yeah, we don't do any spying.
No.
Well, I know you guys are all about service. You're all about caring about people, educating them, helping them make informed decisions. So we're going to be back with more from Dave and Holly Slade of Dave Slade and Associates. If you'd like to talk with them, feel free to give us a call at 505-338-5790. They can answer your questions about listing a home, buying a home if you're looking for something. Maybe you're relocating from Albuquerque somewhere else, so you need to get your home sold, or maybe you're coming into the city or anywhere throughout New Mexico. These guys have the answers for you, so feel free to call us. We'll be right back with more from Dave and Holly right after these messages.
G'day to you, it's Joel and Luke here from the band for King Country with some thrilling news.
This fall, we'd like to personally invite you to Burn the Ships of the World Tour in Albuquerque, New Mexico on October 19th at Tingley Coliseum.
It's going to be quite a night of music and stories. It's just going to be you and us. We'll be taking the stage at the top of the show. And in honor of Burn the Ships, the production design will be inspired by the bow of a ship, making it the most elaborate but intimate night you've experienced with us yet.
And we'll also be playing more music than ever before. Every song from our latest album, God only knows what you've been through, as well as many of your favorites, such as Fix My Eyes and Priceless. Fix my eyes.
So we cannot wait to embark on this voyage with you.
Join us October 19th at Tingley Coliseum. Reserve your seats right now at fakingcountry.com.
After a Sunday school teacher had concluded her lesson, she asked the children, "What must we do before we can receive forgiveness for sin?" The room was quiet, and a little boy yelled out, "Sin!" Well, technically, he was right. We have to sin before we can be forgiven. But the Bible assumes what we also know personally, that all have sinned. It moves on and says that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and righteous to forgive us and cleanse us. If you have sinned but haven't confessed it to God, perhaps now would be a good time to receive His forgiveness. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's forgiveness on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com and get your roadmap for life. Route 66, start your journey home today.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. Dave and Holly Slade with Dave Slade and Associates Realtors in studio with me this afternoon talking about real estate. The state of the market here in Albuquerque and New Mexico is pretty good right now. The market, at least the prices are good. You guys wish you had more homes to sell.
Wish there was more inventory. Yeah, there's about 2,438 to be exact, homes in MLS right now. Like I said, that's down 30% from last year. So, yeah, we always prefer to have a little bit more inventory, makes things a little more balanced.
What are the builders, what are the new home builders doing in response to that? Obviously, there's some demand. Do you see an increase in construction?
They're picking up again. You know, it was pretty slow for a while. After the mortgage meltdown, I think there was a lot of hesitancy. So they're picking up. There's a whole lot of activity going on out by Russ Presbyterian. There's a whole lot of activity going on in Rio Rancho. You know, Albuquerque proper is running out of land, so to speak. And so those newer developments get pushed further and further out. But the west side and Rio Rancho proper are really booming.
I think that the flipping of homes is a new segment that builders have to compete with that they've never had to compete with. And I think it's taken a chunk out of their market. And that is, you can go into some very nice neighborhoods now and buy homes that have been completely restored, completely remodeled. And that was never available to buyers in past years and is now. So that's a new sector of competition for builders that they haven't faced before.
I know in some inner city communities like Los Angeles and Houston and some of these huge metro areas, a lot of their inner city areas, they haven't really rehabbed the homes. They've actually flattened the homes and created lots to sell for new development. Are we close to that type of thing happening in Albuquerque?
No.
They're not flattening by the block. Every now and then you'll see a scraper here. But we have pockets of infill. But they're generally lots that have been dirt for a long time. An entity has owned them or a family has owned them. And so you'll find a cluster of maybe four lots. And a builder will decide to go, you know, down by the sawmill district or someplace like that and build four townhomes on four lots that they've been dirt.
In general, there's not a lot of that happening, though.
No, it's very rare.
So you talk about new homes being built. Are contractors and home building companies, larger ones, are they still having trouble financing properties, or is it now loosening up a little bit to where people can get construction loans and that type of thing? And I lead right to that because I know you list lots for sale as well that people can build on.
It's loosened up a bit. I mean, for a while, you couldn't even get a loan on a dirt lot unless you were building in the next year. And so now you can actually get a loan on a lot as long as you've got 30% down and the lot falls within certain pricing parameters. But in terms of the construction loans, those have loosened up as well. So if somebody wants to build a custom home on a lot, there are definitely loan packages out there for them.
Okay. And how many people are finding homes now existing that, you know, has one bedroom too short or the living room's too small or they want to have a pool? Can they kind of package that all together and come in and purchase the home through you guys and then coordinate getting some remodel and that type
We don't coordinate remodel for people, but let's say there's a home that has not been flipped. You can actually go in and now not just an FHA product, but a conventional loan product, you can get a rehab loan for that property. So not for improvements like I want to add a pool, but if you're going into a home that truly is a rehab property, there are loan packages. Once upon a time, it was only an FHA rehab project, and then you were stuck with the mortgage insurance for the life of the loan. But there's a conventional product for that now.
Awesome. Dave, a lot of people out there are also interested in commercial property. I understand your company, Dave Slade & Associates, also does some commercial type
work. We do. My specialty is apartments, and I've been selling apartments for pretty much 30 years.
Now, would an apartment qualify? Would a fourplex qualify as apartments?
Yes, a fourplex, four units and less, which would be a fourplex, a triplex, or duplex. You can get a regular mortgage on those properties, FHA, conventional, VA. If you go into five units or more, then you have to go for a financing through a bank.
Okay.
So that's the difference. And there's all kinds of different packages that are available for rehabbing these properties, too.
Awesome. So, again, if you want to buy a multi-family type home, so that would be anything above a single-family home, like a duplex to a fourplex, you can finance those with regular conventional home financing.
Absolutely.
And that might be something a lot of our listeners might be interested in doing, and you can help them to make a good investment. You can tell them whether the price is right, whether the rents are going to cover the – you can walk them through that whole process because you personally have that experience.
Absolutely, yeah. We've sold dozens and dozens of multifamily, and the nice thing is a person can actually move into one of the units – and get 3.5% financing on conventional or FHA, even less.
Because it's owner-occupied.
It's owner-occupied. And I have some clients that have used that strategy through the years. They've moved into it. They've lived in it a couple years, and then they've turned it into a full-time rental, and then they've moved on. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that you can own up to 10 mortgages. After four mortgages, then the down payment requirement changes. Now, if you're going to buy as an investor, which is what Holly and I do, it's 20% down payment for the first four properties, and then it moves to 25% if you're doing mortgages. If you're doing bank financing can be anywhere from 20 to 25%. But the advantage of a bank financing, if you're going to do a multiplex, is you can go in and you can, if you buy it for the right price and it appraises for a good price, you can work all of your improvements into the property. And your LTV, your loan to value, is only 85% or 15% down payment, which is a much better way to go.
So when you're looking at a higher end property, anything above a fourplex, you can take some, maybe some rehab of the fixtures, and you can add that to the purchase price. And so you're essentially financing 85% of whatever improvements you want to put into the property, as long as it appraises.
Correctly. It's a much better way to go. And the beautiful thing is there's some companies in Albuquerque now that do 30-year amortization, and the loan rate is between 5 to 5.2 with a call in 10 years. Now, that's extraordinary. We know from having been in the business for many, many years that that is incredible.
That really is. How does somebody reach you guys? What is your phone number to reach you?
It's
505-342-8100, area code 505. And then if they want to get, I know your web address again, let me state that real quick, ABQHOME Seeker, SEEKER, so ABQHomeSeeker.com, and they can get in touch with you and
yes.
An email, should we give everybody an email?
Sure, they can email me, it's Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, Slade, S-L-A-D-E, @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. We're going to have more with Dave and Holly Slade with Dave Slade and Associates Real Estate right after these messages. Stay with us here on ABQ Connect.
People have always been fascinated with forecasting the future. From physics to horoscopes, it's easy to find someone willing to tell and sell their prediction of what's ahead. But only God knows what the future holds. And we want to give you an exciting glimpse into his plans for your future. and the end times. When you give today, we'll send you three incredible resources. Skip's exclusive interview with biblical prophecy expert Joel Rosenberg and a recent teaching from Joel. Plus, Skip's book, You Can Understand the Book of Revelation. Listen in as Skip and Joel Rosenberg discuss eye-opening developments in the Middle East.
We are both the most endangered country in the world, Israel is, and feeling more secure than ever in human history. That's a conundrum.
And dive into the Book of Revelation with Pastor Skip to make sense of what the Bible says about end-time events. Get your copies of these insightful resources when you give today to help expand the Bible teaching outreach of Skip Heitzig. Give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer or call 800-922-1888.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things, about life and relationship with God. Life doesn't always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KNKT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. And now, KNKT presents a Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., KNKT will present Through the Bible, verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler. Skip Heitzig, followed by a question-and-answer session with Scott Richards. We'll be rotating through the Old and New Testament, so drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KNKT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Take your seat Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
Again to ABQ Connect, Jim Williams in studio with Dave and Holly Slade, Dave Slade and Associates Real Estate. Holly, you have built quite a residential business working with your husband, and I know you are constantly doing a lot, most of the marketing, and you're kind of becoming more and more involved in feeding children too. So it's hard for me to see how you have the energy to do all of this. Tell us just briefly about Feed New Mexico Kids.
Well, Feed New Mexico Kids, it was, I was researching a different project and I stumbled across a statistic that New Mexico is number one in childhood hunger. And I thought, my goodness, I've been selling real estate in this community for 20 years. I read two newspapers every day. I watch the evening news. I am involved in this community. I'm informed about my community. How did I not know New Mexico was number one in childhood hunger? And I kept thinking, well, somebody has to do something about that. And then, you know, you say that and you look in the mirror and the Lord says, dink, dink, guess who's that somebody is?
Now, your concept is very unique because you've identified that there are a lot of food programs during the week.
Right.
That are taking care of kids, both at schools and I guess privately. I know I was on the board of the Boys and Girls Club for a number of years, and we had a feeding program there. But again, we were not there on the weekends.
Right.
So your program is unique in that you're taking care of kids on the weekend.
On the weekend. And there are backpack programs around. They're sort of like twinkle lights. So there's a PTA that will take care of this school or a neighborhood church that will take care of that school. And I kept thinking, if we could just get everybody marching on the same page, and that's why we named it Feed New Mexico Kids instead of Albuquerque Kids or Rio Rancho Kids or Bosque Farms Kids or whoever. Let's eventually get all of us on the same page. And so what we do is we pack single-serve, non-perishable foods. We try and get as much protein in there as we can, but some belly fillers too, and a little cup of pudding for some comfort food. And we package it really in a gallon-sized Ziploc bag. And it goes in the child's backpack, and they take it home. And so we've reduced some of the bullying and teasing from other students. You know, when they were carrying the two backpacks, everybody knew, oh, you're a poor kid. You know, your parents don't feed you. And children can be cruel. And so it's just in a Ziploc bag, goes inside their backpack, and home they go.
Sounds awesome. What a great concept.
It's really, really rewarding. And I mean, when you say, how do I have all the time? Well, we have 50 volunteers that make this happen.
And you have other church partners. Tell me about your church partners.
We do. We've got Legacy here in Albuquerque is an amazing partner. And we have a Church of Christ in Rio Rancho, and we have a Baptist church down in Bosque Farms.
And Calvary of Albuquerque is involved.
And Calvary of Albuquerque, of course, you know, here on the campus. It launched here. And so Calvary Albuquerque has been incredibly supportive.
Well, what a blessing all these other Christian churches and other communities are getting involved. And you have people in each of those churches that kind of administrate the ministry, and you just kind of help and assist and do things for them, right?
Yep. We gather donations at each one of those churches, and each church is responsible for their own financial donations. They go grocery shopping with that money, but they stick to the same content list that we use. And then we also partner with the Albuquerque Public School System, obviously, because how we get the snack pack to the child is through the school system. So whether it is a family outreach worker, a family liaison, a principal, a teacher, a counselor, or a nurse, each school handles it differently. So we get the snack packs to the school, and then they identify the child that has the most need, the children that have the most need. There were schools where third graders were losing 2 pounds over the weekend, and that's a pretty high percentage of, you know, body weight when you're only, what, 3 feet tall, 4 feet tall?
Sure. I'm so impressed that you don't have any conditions on this help. You know, you're not out getting anybody's face. You're just meeting their physical need. And I'm sure that there's opportunities to share your faith along the way. But the real important thing is that you're meeting the physical needs and the health needs of these kids. So congratulations.
Well, and actually, we don't share our faith with the kids. It's a requirement of APS that we don't.
Uh-huh.
And so we just feel like, you know, this is the right thing to do. You've got hungry children in your community. You feed them. You are being the hands and feet of Christ. You know, as you look through the scripture and it talks about taking care of widows and orphans in their time of need, it doesn't say as long as you can proclaim the gospel. So we are being the love of Christ, trusting that the Holy Spirit is going to take care of it on the other end.
Dave and Holly Slade in studio with Jim Williams. Dave Slade and Associates, a longtime sponsor here at KNKT. You hear their commercials. They can help you with listing your home. They can help with helping you buy a home. They can help you with investments, both residential and commercial. Talking with Holly a little bit about how she serves our community with Feed New Mexico Kids. And Dave, you've got a bunch of extracurriculars as well. You have really two prophetic novels on the market right now, Dark Star Rising and The Christ Virus. Tell us a little bit about these stories that you've written.
Well, you know, I got my degree in journalism, and I was a newspaper reporter way back when, and I always wanted to write a novel. But when you're writing 15 to 20 stories a week for a newspaper, you're completely burnt out. And I was just talking to one of my newspaper reporter friends and said, hey, you going to write a book? He said, oh, I've been wanting to write a book all my life, but I don't have any energy. So that was a dilemma I faced. And, you know, about 10 years ago, I was on a retreat up north, and the Lord spoke to me that I want you to write a book. And this idea of the Christ virus came to me, and I started writing, and God brought everything together. He brought two extraordinary people together that really taught me how to write fiction, because newspaper writing is nonfiction. Well, it should be. Let's put it that way. And so I learned, and then I began going to conferences and learning how to write. And the Christ virus took me about 3 years to write that first book. It was quite a struggle getting it out, but it is an interesting story. It's set right here in Albuquerque, and then the sequel is Dark Star Rising, which is about the rise of the Antichrist. It's an interesting tale. They both go together. They can be read independently.
But even though it's fiction, you back it up with a lot of historical, accurate, biblical concepts of
oh, absolutely.
Prophecy.
It's all based on the Bible. I mean, I always start, when I start a book like those two, I start with Scripture. And I go from Scripture. Scripture is basically the outline of the book. And then, of course, the Christ virus has a lot of research that was put into virology, into Islam, and Dark Star Rising, an awful lot in terms of the geopolitical landscape in the Middle East right now and in the future. So, and I think we are seeing now the beginnings of all of it. And there's some interesting things in both those books that were written years ago that have actually already come true.
That's really neat. Yeah. Dark Star Rising and the Christ Virus, two books by Dave Slade. Dave and Holly Slade with Dave Slade and Associates Real Estate. In studio with me this afternoon, we have one more segment. I appreciate you guys being here so much, and we'll be back with Dave and Holly right after these messages.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8585.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. Power Ford is known for giving you a better deal and a better experience. We're also known for having one of the largest and most diverse selections of pre-owned vehicles in the state. Plus, every vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and roadside assistance. That's right, every vehicle, new and pre-owned, gets 100,000 worry-free miles of protection. Visit MyPowerFord.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque. On Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Decisions, decisions. We all make them, big and small. Skip Heitzig reminds us that Christians are not immune to bad ones.
Because no matter how close you are to God, that's never a guarantee that you won't make bad choices.
Bad choices. The ultimate bad decision started with Satan. Instead of worshiping God, he worshiped himself. That was the worst decision.
Sin began in the heart of Lucifer. It began in his thought processes. When he said these, I was going to say famous, but infamous I wills. I will. Above God's will.
Want more from Skip? Visit connectwithskip.com. Satan's crash and burn was his pride.
Pride is the oldest sin in the universe, and it shows no signs of weakening with age.
Increase your Bible knowledge with Skip's reading plan. Search for Skip Heitzig in the YouVersion Bible app.
Satan says, I'm going up. God says, no, you're going down.
Going down.
Jesus said, Father, I will go down. And the Father said, therefore, I will exalt you.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio with Dave and Holly Slade. Dave Slade and Associates Real Estate. And let's get back a little bit now to real estate. You guys have so many things you do. I am absolutely amazed. I am blessed by your commercials because I know that they're true. And one of the things that the people do that testify in your commercials is the first thing you do is pray with them.
Mm-hmm.
And are they ever shocked by that?
I don't think so. I think the people especially who call off of KNKT know and honestly are anticipating and looking forward to praying for wisdom, looking forward to praying for the Lord's will. You know, and then you go on appointments where you're not even sure yet if people are believers or not. And so in those situations, we ask, you know, would you mind if we prayed for the transaction? Would you mind if we prayed for your family, whatever's going on? Because 50% of the time, people are selling for an unhappy reason.
The other
50%, it's a happy reason. Sure. It's divorce, death, loss of a job, downsizing that was not their plan, loss of a dream home. I mean, the list goes on and on. So 50% of the time, it's tough situation.
So you guys are really ministering to their needs, not just to sell the home and help them financially there, but really to encourage them in their lives. Altogether.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, there's lots of times where we've gone in and our counsel has been not to sell the home or to take a different path. So we're there basically to try to give them the very best information, what is best for them. Not what's best for us, but what's best for them.
What's the process? I have a home that I want to sell. I come in and you guys are going to do a listing appointment, I think is what you said earlier. What is a listing appointment?
A listing appointment is when we come over to your home. We need to see the home itself. So we have a phone conversation with you first to gather a little bit of data about the home. And we do a lot of research before we show up at the front door. Then we come in the front door. We assess the home, the condition. That's something you can't really gather over the phone. The condition of the home, the layout of the home, the desirability. Sometimes people forget to tell us they back to a busy street or, you know, something that is going to be a stigma on the property. So we walk through the home, we get a feel for it, then we sit down and we walk them through the market analysis of it. You know, this is what your home has going for it. These are the things that might be a detriment. This is how we can balance against those. This is what an appraiser is going to go through. This is what the market value of your home is if you do XYZ. This is what the market value is if you do nothing. And this is our anticipated days on market. We talk a little bit about what they are and aren't willing to do. And if there's time, I do an extensive walkthrough with them. Sometimes people have to have their appointments late in the evening. So if it's been a late evening appointment, I'll go back a second time for a staging analysis where we will really go through room by room and create a punch list for each and every room of the house.
Yeah, and I might add that Holly's very, very good with design. I have a construction company. We have a construction company, and we flip houses. And she does all of the design and the staging of all these properties that they go on the market.
So Dave Slade and Associates, particularly Dave and Holly and a couple of their brokers, have the experience to help you buy a home for your own use, owner-occupied. They also have the experience to help you buy investments, not only residential but commercial. So a lot of experience you guys can glean from. And does a listing appointment cost a lot of money?
No
for
money.
You to go through all of this? It's
doesn't
free?
Doesn't cost a thing. Yep, it's free.
It's all free. Now, do people get their feelings hurt when you look at the, lime green walls next to the orange wall in the corner, and you say, gee, I think we need to paint this?
We try and handle it as delicately as possible. And part of that is, you know, in the market analysis, we've been showing them photographs of other homes that have sold. So they're seeing homes that look current in photographs. They're seeing homes that don't look current in photographs. They're seeing homes that are clean and tidy in photographs, as well as clean homes that are not clean and tidy in photographs. They have already been through a process where they've had an emotional response to those photographs, so it's easier to break the news that we might need to change this or that.
The internet really changes the marketing of homes and by making it very visual. And so, you know, when I started in real estate back in the 80s, we didn't have that access to all these photos. Today we do. So staging a home and preparing it for market is incredibly important today, because not only does it make for a much higher sales price, but also for a much better sale, quicker sale.
Outstanding. Well, and having somebody talented like Holly that actually knows what colors go with what is, I don't have that skill, Dave. I'm not even close to knowing how to decorate.
Dave's pretty good at it himself, I have to say.
Is he? He's got the eye?
Yeah, he got the eye. He's got the eye.
You know what I'm always amazed at is I'm amazed at these builders who will go out and they will look at a vacant lot. So Dave Slade and Associates sells this beautiful lot to me. I'm just looking at dirt. But builders look at these things and they see it. They see this home rising up out of the dirt, and they see its form and the way the rooms are and the way the views and the way the sun comes in the windows. I don't really have that capability.
Well, most of them have pretty good architects too.
Yes,
behind them, and that helps them a lot.
But it's a fun process. It's a fun, you know, Dave and I joke around that I've never met a wall that couldn't be moved.
Uh-huh.
And so when we walk into a home, it's a fun process for me to just walk through and say, well, if that wall were removed, then the view that is on the other side of that wall would be able to come through into this room, and we would get a double bonus for that view. And if that window were closed up and you put a sliding glass door over there, and if we just, you know, tear out the entire kitchen and reconfigure it, wouldn't it be fantastic?
The extreme example of that is we were looking to buy a home up in Durango many years ago, and there was a fireplace that actual river stone fireplace that weighed who knows how many tons, right, blocking this view, and Holly wanted to move it.
It could have been done. It would have cost a lot, but it could have been done. We didn't go forward with that.
Hey, I appreciate you guys so much being with us this afternoon. Dave and Holly Slade with Dave Slade and Associates, getting a chance to know them a little bit. Holly also involved with Feed New Mexico Kids. Dave teaching a Bible study for men here at Calvary of Albuquerque on a weekly basis, Dave?
Yeah, we start right after Labor Day this year, and we teach once a week, Thursday mornings at 6:30. We meet in the Plex.
Anybody welcome?
Anybody's welcome.
Anybody's welcome.
As long as they're a man.
As long as they're a man. Okay. And then also the author of a couple of books. So thank you guys for being with us. We're going to get you back on the program, not only to talk about real estate periodically, but to also talk about writing and your books and that ministry and talk about Feed New Mexico Kids. Holly, I'm hoping you'll visit us and get some of these other churches on online with us so we can talk to them about what they're doing and how they're pushing that out to serve our community.
I definitely will.
Thank you guys very much, and
our
God
pleasure.
Bless you.
Thank you.
We'll talk
to you
soon. Stay with us here on KNKT. We're going to be back with Ray Mondragon and talk some creation science when we come back.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. There is nothing like seeing an old classic car completely restored, except seeing an old classic car that's been kept like new by its owner since the day they bought it. Our lives are like that. Yes, God can restore us, and He does, but He also maintains those who belong to Him. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we will maintain your vehicle and restore your vehicle after those unfortunate breakdowns. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA Approved, and free towing with repairs. Just call for details. We are located in Rio Rancho at 2300 Southern Boulevard, on the corner of Southern Boulevard and Western Hills, across the street from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And for maintaining your life and soul, or if you need to be completely restored to new, Jesus is the master of all, and He is only a breath away. Please call out to Him.
Hi, this is Ava from Monroe's.
Grandpa, that's me.
I keep forgetting, 78.
Hi, this is Ava from Monroe's, and I'm here to remind you that you can come in with your whole family. We have a kids menu, a low carb menu, and the usual great menu. We also have specials every weekend. Grandpa, help me out here.
Oh, weekend specials? I have salmon, red chili honey glaze, snap over a cruise, stuffed prime rib is another favorite.
And always remember, at Monroe's, we serve you with love and a dash of good fun.
Duke City Ready Mix is all about quality on every load and delivering that quality when we say we will, equating it to the best service in the valley. Our goal is to enhance our communities with self-sustaining families through employment at Duke City and giving back to the communities who have given so much to us. Duke City Ready Mix. Quality, service, community. The premier concrete, sand, and gravel company in the valley. Contact us at 877-5777 or at QualityMattersHere.com.
A person of influence. This is Roger Patterson with a Minute of Vision for Life. People today are desperate for leadership. So often we limit our scope of influence and we don't even realize that we have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of everyone with whom we come in contact. Tony Dungy shares his experience growing up and visiting his uncles and aunts in their homes in his book Uncommon Life Daily Challenge. You clearly see the impact that they made in his life through their leadership. You know, we need to broaden our vision and realize the influence that we carry to our extended family, to our friends and our coworkers, even the people we just pass throughout the day. In Matthew 5:14, Jesus says, "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. Go be that light."
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio, where faith and sports collide at visionforlife.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
And welcome back into ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio now with Ray Mondragon with the Creation Science Scholarship of New Mexico organization.
Fellowship.
I wrote that down incorrectly, so I apologize.
No problem.
Ray's also sitting in here with a New Mexico alumni shirt on. Of course, I'm one of those New Mexico alumni, too.
So we have a few things in common.
Now, I just finished with Dave Slade and his wife, Holly, and Dave's a New Mexico State Aggie. And I always tell everybody, they're my second favorite team. But when it comes Lobos Aggies, I got to confess I'm always rooting for the Lobos.
Same here.
So, Ray, hey, thanks for being in here. And many of us as Christians, we're always told, we just had an event called Sojourn here at Calvary here a couple weeks ago. And the event was designed to take high school age people and people in college preparing to deal with the world and objections to Christianity. And you're always going to run into an evolutionist. You're going to be putting on an event talking about what you call theistic evolution, or addressing that as a topic on July 16th. Tell us about that event.
Well, as you probably know, and you probably emphasize, that the majority, obviously, of the world is unbelieving. So the unbelieving world has to come up with alternatives to what Scripture teaches. So there appears to be some conflicts with what we would believe in terms of what Genesis, the early chapters, lay out.
Mm-hmm.
Evolution, Genesis flood, all of those issues.
Mm-hmm.
You can lump kind of the alternative into one category that tries to counterfeit all of that, and I would call that theistic evolution.
So this is maybe a Christian person.
Right, a Christian person, exactly.
And this is somebody that's heard that God created the earth in 6 days.
Yes.
And rested on the seventh. But they then think about evolution taught in the college,
right,
and they're trying to meld the two together.
That's exactly it. In fact, this is a theory within the church that's trying to put the two together, just as you say. They're convinced that science is all that it's cracked out to be, and I don't diminish science. That's my background.
Right.
But science doesn't have ultimate and absolute answers, particularly when we're dealing with ancient past. In fact, in any dealing with the ancient past, you have to introduce a lot of assumptions. And we have different assumptions, and from those assumptions, you come to different conclusions. So the question is, what is reality? So the majority of believers think that, well, science has settled all these issues. Science has undermined the Bible. Science has disproved that there has to be a creator. Yet the believer wants to believe that. So can we somehow join the two together and have an intellectually satisfying way of solving that problem? So that's what I'm going to deal with on Tuesday night in our monthly Creation Science Fellowship meeting.
In this meeting, where will it be held?
It's at Faith Bible Church on the corner of Central and Moon.
And who's welcome there?
Anybody.
Anybody.
In fact, we would encourage young people, because they don't hear the alternative. All they hear from the public schools, if they go to public school, all they hear is the evolutionary idea, which is really a counterfeit in terms of reality.
So here's a discussion, and I talked to you off air when we first spoke a couple days ago about this. I've heard a presentation by someone who believes that theistic evolution is also not accurate. It's noble for Christians to try to get along with everybody, but you're really compromising a lot of things about your faith. So here's what they explained to me. So the theory of evolution, if you will, to simplify it, says that at some point there was a primordial ooze, some pool of water somewhere, and that by accident, all of the chemical ingredients necessary to form a one-celled living organism, or a multi-celled, doesn't matter, somehow a living organism was accidentally formed in that pool of water. And they said, well, let me ask you what's scientific about that. And what they did is they took a bowl of water, and they said, let's heat this up to 200 degrees and make it, you know, boil and evaporate, or let's just keep it at, you know, 30 degrees. Take a drop of ink and drop it in that water. What's going to happen? Well, it's going to dissipate. It's going to dilute. So what scientific evidence is there that these chemical ingredients would ever combine? Because it doesn't happen in any scenario.
No, it does not.
So there's not scientific evidence to support this claim that is made for the beginnings of life. And those are the simple things that you're going to be talking about and answering.
Well, I'm going to deal with a more broader issue, but
okay,
to follow up on what you're saying, Creation Science Fellowship, and there's many other creation groups all over the country, that we believe that the science is on our side. And what we mean by that is that we demonstrate that there is actually, and I would say, no credible scientific evidence that supports naturalism, or the outproduct of that is evolution. There is really no scientific evidence that supports it. All of the evidence is superficial. All of the evidence has better explanations. So we have an alternative, and In fact, from a scientific perspective, there's a lot more evidence that we present from a biblical perspective that shows that there has to be at least an intelligent designer, because there's too much design in the universe. Everywhere you look, there's evidence of design rather than naturalism. So that's at the heart of what we do, but we deal with issues of the Genesis flood as well, the age of the earth, all of these as well. We'll deal with a lot of issues relating to science and scripture.
So are people going to be able to come to this that are not scientists, and you're going to give them talking points and help them to understand more in layman's terms so they can speak about it themselves?
Absolutely. In fact, our goal is to educate the public. So it's not for scientists, even though we've attracted in the past a lot of scientists from Sandia National Labs. In fact, two world-class scientists founded the group, oh, I don't know, 30 years ago or so. I think it was in the 80s when the group was formed by Sandia Lab, Russ Humphreys. I think people are familiar with him. John Baumgartner, world-class scientist from Los Alamos National Labs, along with other scientists from Sandia. But they are the core, and they're the nucleus. We still have people from Sandia and some from other organizations as well. But it's for the general public. It's for us trying to educate the public. So we try to simplify things, make them and present them in a way that people can understand.
And tell us again where the meeting is on Tuesday the 16th.
It's on Central and Moon, Faith Bible Church.
Faith Bible Church. Well, we're going to be back more with Ray Mondragon, the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico. Stay with us here on KNKT.
Tells the story of the famed female surfer who lost her arm in a shark attack. Unstoppable isn't a spotless movie. There's a bit of harsh language in the mix and a few bikini-clad girls and some surfing violence, along with the old 2003 news footage of Bethany's arm-claiming accident. But for families that can wade through some of these difficult waters, this film offers inspiring scenes of faith, family love, and personal passion. I'll give Bethany Hamilton Unstoppable a 3.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. For more on the film, be sure to check out PluggedIn.com/radio. Plugging you into the movies, I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be a locally owned and operated mortgage company right here in New Mexico. Being local carries many positives for consumers, such as being able to meet face-to-face. You will receive quick response times, and all loans are processed here locally. And you will always talk with the same people from application to funding. All of our employees live here, and all profits from loan origination stay right here in New Mexico. Indigo Mortgage believes in supporting our local economy, and if at all possible, we use local vendors for supplies and technical support. I personally hire and vet all loan officers, and I assure you that your loans will be dealt with both ethically and with knowledge. Indigo Mortgage can offer the best rates and terms available on the market, so contact us today. On the net at indigomortgage.net or by calling 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS
188-348. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect, welcome back in to the studio. Jim Williams with Ray Mondragon of Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico. And he's got a meeting happening on July 16th. It's a monthly regular meetings?
Regular meeting, Tuesday nights. It's usually scheduled for the third Tuesday of the month.
And it'll be held at?
Central and Moon, which is Faith Bible Church.
Faith Bible Church. Well, we're glad that you're here and talking about this. And as I said off air, you're really going to teach us Christians how to use our brains, Ray.
Hopefully.
Tell me how a guy that's an educated engineer, you're at a time of your life where you could probably do about whatever you wanted, and yet you're doing ministry and you're working in this fellowship. Tell me why you're doing that.
Well, once you become a believer, and I became a believer at the University of New Mexico. You didn't know it was a Christian school, did you?
I didn't know that.
Well, I met the Lord there through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and being involved with FCA, you're almost thrust into ministry. because of the visibility of what you're doing as an athlete. So I got a taste of ministry early on, and I was in the middle of an engineering pursuit, and from that, I saw no need to change courses other than change direction of life. So from that, I began to get involved in ministry and used engineering more as a means to supporting the ministry that I've had. And as my ministry has grown, I've kind of backed further and further away and haven't worked as an engineer for at least 20 years now. So ministry is really my heart, and I believe that any believer, if they want to walk with the Lord, they're in ministry. I mean, that's part of the deal. That's part of knowing the Lord, is reflecting who he is and sharing the gospel, and in some cases, doing teaching. That's the main thing that I do. So exercising your spiritual gift that I believe every believer has.
So, Ray, tongue in cheek, you said, oh, New Mexico's a Christian school. Well, I know plenty of biology and other science teachers that I had. I don't know if any of them are there, still there. But if you let them know you're a Christian, they're going to go out of their way and spend extra time to tell you how the Bible is just not true, has nothing to do with the actual creation of the world, that the stories shared there are mythology, and you're here to tell us that's not true.
Absolutely. And part of the reason for that, it's a heart issue. It's a spiritual issue that every man faces. So it doesn't matter whether they have a PhD or whether they're a carpenter, or it doesn't matter. All of us resist and, like Romans 1 says, suppress the truth. So the unbeliever, that's a process of suppressing truth. But once you get a taste of the truth and you have a relationship with the Lord, then you realize that the Bible actually not only gives you truth about spiritual things, but it gives you truth about every area of life, including science.
So you would say science actually supports the biblical story.
Absolutely.
And that's part of what you're going to be talking about.
That'll be part of it. And that's part of what Creation Science Fellowship is all about. I began, at least, and I would say most at Creation Science Fellowship, began with the idea that there has to be a creator because there's too much evidence for it. So if there is a creator that created the entire universe, and if that creator also, as his word claims, inspired the writers to write down what he revealed to them, and the word claims to be inerrant, and if it is inerrant, then our assumption is there should not be a conflict between what you can discover in the natural realm and what you can find as a scientist. If you study the natural realm, there should not be a conflict with science and scripture. And the essence of what we try to demonstrate is exactly that point. So we bring scientific evidence. We counter the counterfeit that the world has come up with, like evolution and all of the associated theories that are related to it, like deep time and all these issues. We counter that because the science is on our side as believers. So we don't have to be intimidated by science.
Very encouraging to know that. So you're basically telling me that all these evolutionists who have been looking for the proverbial missing link are never going to find it.
They're never going to find it.
It doesn't exist out there.
Doesn't exist.
So the theme, or the title, if you will, of your discussion here on Tuesday the 16th is going to be talking about theistic evolution. And that's tongue-in-cheek, because that's really Christian people who are trying to marry a philosophy, if you will, or a worldly philosophy mm-hmm. of evolution with Christianity and creation.
Exactly.
And you're going to be telling them why that won't work.
Right. Both biblically, it doesn't work. It goes totally contrary to Scripture. Scriptures are clear. Scientifically, it doesn't work. Part of the problem is theologians and the church have been intimidated. In fact, it wasn't until about the 1960s when the creationist movement started to come about that we began to find legitimate answers. So the church is trying to catch up, and one of these areas that has lagged behind is this area of theistic evolution.
Ray, Fascinating discussion. One more time, quickly, where it is on Tuesday, the 16th.
Faith Bible Church, Central and Moon.
At what time?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. And thanks to Dave and Holly Slade and Ray Mondragon for visiting with us today. We'll see you on Monday.
In fact, let's fill up Faith Bible Church on Tuesday night.
Amen. Have a good weekend.
ABQ Connect is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.